1620-94.5 WTAW, Brazos County Commission meeting, the setting for the presentation of three awards in the Texas Historical Commission. Had the opportunity to visit with the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo, about the three awards. That included two recipients of Texas Treasure Business Awards, celebrating for-profit businesses that are at least 50 years old.
Since 2005, the state legislature and through the Texas Historic Commission, they have been presenting businesses with these Texas Treasure Business Awards. Some of the first ones that got it, you recognize the like Whataburger, and it's there. If you go into a Whataburger, you'll always notice this sort of see-through logo on the door that says Texas Treasure Business awarded by the state legislature. And so Acme Glass was one of the first ones that got it here in town, and they have a big bronze Texas Treasure Business plaque on their downtown Bryan business wall. A few others have gotten it, Beale Insurance and Beale Century 21 Realty, and actually the surveying business that I work for, my father started in 1963, Joe Orr Incorporated. We got one of those awards when I first learned of them, and since then we've been trying to get them for the other ones. There's dozens in town now that are over 50 years old, and that's the criteria, is to be a for-profit business, contributing, you know, to the employment and welfare of the community, and for at least 50 years. Today's awards were for Reedfield Meats, which started in 1960, and Smith Dairy Queens started in 1947.
Well, certainly both very worthy to receive those awards.
Yeah, and the awards, since they come through the legislature, they're signed by the state representatives and Texas Historic Commission chairman and directors, and John Rainey had signed these, being our state representative, and so he actually attended today and presented those awards to Reedfield and Smith Dairy Queen. The Smith family had several people there, as did the Ruffino family.
Well, again, you're talking about two family-owned businesses, and again, that's a big deal, and one of the reasons why they have enjoyed the longevity that they have.
Yeah, and they're well-respected, too, you know. And Omar Smith, that started the Smith Dairy Queens, was A&M tennis coach, but after he'd come back from World War II and worked in the commissary and helping feed people in World War II, he started with a soft-serve ice cream machine over at Northgate inside of another business. And so that led to him getting a Dairy Queen franchise for soft-serve ice creams, and they still have those today here in town.
And then the background of Reedfield Meats?
Yeah, Reedfield's started in downtown Bryan, and then I think in the mid-60s it moved up to Texas Avenue, where it's well-known there with the big red cow on the sign, and it's just well respected as, you know, just an old small town type butcher shop in the middle of, you know, busy Bryan College Station, and all of the locals that know about it go there to, you know, to get meats, and you know, it's just well respected as a high quality local butcher shop.
Listening to a visit with the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo, after the Brazos County Commission was a setting of three awards being presented from the Texas Historical Commission. Another award was given to the Brazos County Historical Commission, another Distinguished Service Award from the state.
Yeah, the THC gives those each year to county historic commissions. Each county has one and has a commission. And the ones that are active and show through their annual reporting what, you know, that they continue to do several historic markers each year and hold events to preserve and educate the public on the history of the communities, then we've traditionally always received these awards since well before I was even involved on the Brazos County Commission. So it's still prestigious to get it, though, because way less than half, I think, of the 254 counties do receive that each year. So we do have a very active historic commission, and always, got a list of markers that we want to work toward. Time and funding, keeps us down to two or three a year usually. But we always welcome outside applicants, too, to come in if they want to get an award for their church or organization or any subject that's worthy of an award, or even an actual building that's historic. There's special awards for those.
And I'm glad that you segued into the historical markers, because I was curious what are the current projects being worked on at the county.
Yeah, we've actually still got a little bit of a backlog on getting some of them installed. We've received Texas markers for Boonville Cemetery, and it has been installed. We have not had the dedication. I'm waiting on a little bit cooler weather at the end of the summer to do that one. We've got one for Immaculate Conception Catholic Church. It was a black Catholic church in Bryan, a parish. We have St. Joseph, St. Anthony, Santa Teresa. There was actually for over 10 or 15 years a black Catholic church on what's now Martin Luther King Street in Bryan near the railroad. And we've got a marker to put up for that. Wayne Sadbury Jr., who passed away less than 2 years ago, was on our historic commission, and he had been an altar server at that church when he was young. And so he worked hard for us to make sure we got that history recorded and got a marker for it. And so we'll be putting that one up this year. And we've got a new one to put up for the interurban trolley that ran between Bryan College Station from 19-teens into the early 20s. Two of the markers have been vandalized and that were down on the city limits line on College Main and Northgate area over the years. And so we haven't had a marker in place for at least 10 years, but we've got a new one to install, and we're going to put it at the Bryan terminal where the interurban was there in Bryan for getting on. And it's right at the Roy Kelly parking garage, which is coincidentally a Greyhound bus station also today. So it's still appropriate as a terminal for transit. And we'll put it there. We'll get that arranged. We've got a few markers, I think, for some cemeteries, and then we're working with some churches to get a few markers additional.
Continuing my visit with Henry Mayo, the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, about how you can get involved if you're interested in the history in Brazos County.
We're an appointed volunteer group, and we welcome anyone that's interested. If they will contact us through our website, brazoscountyhistory.org, or find me, Henry Mayo, at hpmayo@gmail.com. We'll be glad to, send them invites to our public meetings that we have each month. And the appointments traditionally occur in January of every odd year, so they're two-year appointments. We just came on with a new group this January. But we can get special appointments, but everyone is welcome to attend meetings and even participate on our committees and see how we work. If they desire to be appointed, they can ask for that, too.
That's the other thing I was going to bring up, is that you don't have to be appointed to get involved.
Not at all. We welcome people. We have a few that attend fairly regularly. They didn't really want to pin down their schedule to, to be required to be in a monthly meeting. We ask if you are going to be appointed to try to attend the majority of the monthly meetings, so that it doesn't hurt our quorum. We have to. It's a public meeting, and we have to have a quorum to do business. So we don't want to overload it and then not be able to reach our quorum. So we're usually around 12 to 14 appointees. No set rule, but we've settled in on that over the last several years, and it's worked good.
Anything else I missed about the presentations or about getting involved with the commission?
No, we really appreciate the Brazos County Commissioner's Court to allow us to tag on these Texas Treasure Business Awards today. That One of those has been in hand for 3-4 years. COVID sort of prevented it from getting presented. And then the one for Reedfield Meats has just been done. And so we were glad that the Smith family was also available to receive their award at the same venue today. And we will probably work toward getting more of these, especially with some publicity. People can get on to anyone in the public can go on to the Texas Historic Commission website and actually look at applying for their own business or any business they would like to nominate for one of these Texas Treasure Business Awards. It does not have to go through the Texas or our County Historic Commission. It goes through the Texas Historic Commission. So their website, thc.texas.gov, is for the public to see how to apply for those business awards.
As long as you've been in business for 50 years.
Yeah, and it's for-profit business. It's not, not organizations like nonprofits, but this is a special award for the ones that are contributing financially and, by having gainful employees working for over 50 years in their communities.
Thanks again to Henry Mayo, the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, for the background information regarding three awards that were presented during the Brazos County Commission meeting. Those awards coming from the Texas Historical Commission. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.